In this Lent of year B, cycle B, in the Sunday lectionary, we're taking a survey through the Old Testament of the great covenant moments. We have seen the covenant of Noah the first Sunday of Lent. Then we heard about the covenant of Abraham. Then the covenant of Moses. And last week, the covenant failure of Israel, resulting in exile. And now, finally, on this fifth week of Lent, we witness the promise of the new covenant through the voice of the prophet Jeremiah. It's the only place in the Old Testament where we hear the mention of the new covenant. And it's right here in Jeremiah, the prophet of Jeremiah, chapter 31. In our gospel today, Jesus speaks in ominous terms about the coming suffering that will be necessary for him to undergo in order to establish that new covenant. For three Sundays in a row now, we've been hearing gospel passages from St. John the Evangelist. And in each of them, Jesus spoke about his forthcoming passion and death. Today, we hear Jesus say, "Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit." When a farmer sows a crop, or any of us doing seeding and gardening this spring, it yields a harvest. Jesus is the grain of wheat who died to harvest us for his kingdom. So thank God we are part of God's harvest as a result of Jesus dying. In baptism, we joined ourselves to Jesus to be part of his harvest. It is a very costly harvest. What did it cost? It cost Jesus. Just as a wheat grain has to die to produce a harvest, Jesus died to harvest us. His life was poured out so that we could be part of his harvest. He shed his blood for the new covenant. He gave his life. A martyr is one who gives one's life for others. Jesus gave his life for all others. He's the martyr of martyrs. He gave his life for all people out of love, because that is the very essence of God. God is love. And the essence of love is the gift of yourself to others. Jesus says later on in John's gospel, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." When Jesus speaks of his death here today, he uses this analogy of the grain of wheat giving itself up to the ground, and only in this way fulfilling its destiny to be a living plant. He says this to teach them that only by death can we keep on living. That the human self was designed by God to die. How? In two ways. First, to actively die to itself, to its own natural selfish egotism, and only thus come to life spiritually. And second, that each of us also has to literally physically die in order to enter our heavenly life and fulfillment. C.S. Lewis put it this way: we are like eggs at present, and you cannot go on indefinitely being just an ordinary, decent egg. We must be hatched or go bad. Jesus explicitly interprets his grain of wheat analogy by saying that to love your life and insist on keeping it, to grasp it, to hold on to it, to refuse to give it away to others, is to lose it. And that the only way to keep it, to preserve it, is to give it away, to lose it. In fact, Jesus says to hate it. The word translated hate does not mean the emotion of despising your life, but the choice to give it up, to sacrifice, to turn away from the temptation to idolize it and make your own life your God. Each and every one of us, especially any of you married couples, you definitely get this, but each and every one of us are called to die to self. to give your life away, to love your spouse more than yourself. To love is to will the good of the other. Love is an act of the will. In this context, love is a decision. We all know by experience that the most deeply joyful moments in our lives have been moments when we simply forget all about ourselves, when we lose ourselves in something or someone else that was so beautiful that it took our breath away, sometimes even literally. When you see something so stunningly good or true or beautiful that you stop breathing for a moment and suddenly get all silent inside. And that's a foretaste of heaven. That self-consciousnessness, that self-forgetfulness, is one of the things Jesus meant when he said that unless we become like little children, we could not enter into his kingdom of heaven. Little children are usually happy because they are not self-conscious. So may all of us today be like little children that the Lord is calling us to be, with the faith and trust and self-forgetfulness of the little ones. And like the grain of wheat, which does not actually die, rather is totally transformed into something completely new. Roots, leaves, and fruit. Kind of like a caterpillar transforming into a beautiful butterfly. Something totally new, like the Easter resurrection. And may we be willing to lay down our lives for others, as Christ did for each and every one of us. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. It means walking with Jesus, following him, we heard in the gospel, following Jesus, walking with him and Mary all the way to Calvary, wherever that happens to be for each of us. Jesus, who let go of everything for us, invites each of us to be with him too, by letting go of ourselves and letting our Father's will be done. Amen.